Cape Talk DIY.
It's a great pleasure to welcome back Lee Goldie of Drips Plumbing to the studio today. And we have to start by saying a happy 30th birthday to the business. That's a fantastic life story.
Well, thank you very much. And it's great to be here. And hi to the listeners.
Lee is, of course, standing by to answer your plumbing questions. That's the theme for today. So 021-446-0567 is the number to dial. You can send an SMS to 31567, or you're welcome to leave your question as a voice note on 072-567-1567. Just to remind you all, to tell those of you who haven't caught Lee before, that he's been in the business for more than 25 years himself. He's got extensive knowledge, not only of domestic plumbing, but also of the commercial and construction sector plumbing. He's a founder member of the Institute of Plumbing South Africa. So please, any questions, particularly if you're trying to deal with leaking taps, dripping loos, anything that's wasting water, great time to call in today. You can also visit his website on dripsplumbing.co.za. We've already got a WhatsApp that's come in, and it's more a comment on water saving, but I'm sure you will want to respond to this, Lee. And the WhatsApp says this: all big public places should only have not even the half flush, but a mini flush option on their toilets, and automatic taps that switch off after 2 seconds. Schools are huge culprits here. Most have ancient toilets with no even half flush, and there is no money for the transition to water saving toilets. It's such a great point, Lee. I mean, how expensive is it to retrofit something like that after the fact?
It's 100% observation of the fact that we need to be cautious in how we approach water these days. But there are many products available on the market that are specifically designed for water saving, and the suppliers are happy to pass those details on. And there's a myriad of suppliers, and there's an equal myriad of water saving devices. So please don't hesitate, but ask the professional suppliers what they can do for your cisterns, geysers, shower hoses, taps.
So obviously, if you are, we've all been talking all week about construction industry, and John's been doing interviews around new builds and their water use, etc. It's an absolute no-brainer that those kinds of appliances must be fitted into any new build. The cost of fitting them in replacement for something old is, as that WhatsApp has said, a big challenge, particularly in terms of budgets for school maintenance, etc. But I really think it's something that needs to be considered. Right, Quentin has already sent an email. Quentin's issue is the following: my water is just trickling out of the geyser, basically dripping out of the tap. The geyser is an older one with ball valves. What could be the problem, or do I need to replace it?
Well, unfortunately, in terms of enjoyment, you only have a gravity-fed system. And a gravity-fed system, I think, over the years can possibly get blocked over time, and would just need some maintenance. Best, of course, is to upgrade to a high-pressure system. And I'm sure that a good qualified plumber will give you the best advice and put you in the right direction.
Okay, Quentin, I hope that gets you some joy. Thanks so much. Anonymous asking why the water from the geyser would be a weak tea color. So discolored water, what would be causing that?
In most cases, we find that the geyser is, in fact, has got accelerated oxidation. Mm-hmm. And the inside of the geyser, in fact, is technically rusting. That would be more than likely the cause, and one would just need to check the guarantee on that geyser. Most geysers have a 5-year guarantee, but don't wait for it to burst.
As one who's been through that process, don't wait for it to burst. Trust me. Okay. Sue has water leaking at the handle of the loo on the outside of the cistern. Where could that be coming from, and what should be done about it, is the question.
Your float valve is faulty and overfilling, and then getting to the level inside the cistern to where the handle penetrates through the actual casing of the cistern. Mm-hmm. And basically, one would need to either adjust the float or service and overhaul the inlet valve. And hopefully that's not too big job. And maybe you can DIY. And if not, get yourself a qualified plumber.
Okay. Lee, a question from my own experience at home. We're trying to save water. We've got buckets in the shower that then get poured into smaller buckets that get poured directly into the back of the loo. There's soap scum in that water some of the time. There's a bit of shampoo left from the shower. Is it doing any damage to the inside of the bathroom, of the toilet? Should we be doing anything sort of for maintenance to avoid a build-up of soap scum or anything
no,
like that?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, just a general clean-out with some clean water every now and again will remove those soap deposits from the inside of the cistern.
So it's not going to be damaging all the bits and pieces inside?
Not at all.
Okay, that's good to hear. Thank you. Well, we're speaking about water, so I will digress a little bit to this message from someone who's a guest house owner. I think they heard me roasting the hospitality industry for not doing enough. Well, it sounds like this is somebody who is making an effort, saying our guest house is on borehole water, which has been softened after much research so as not to affect the copper pipes and geysers. Carbon filters then ensure it's safe to drink at key points. Signage advises this process has been adopted as there's every chance of dry pipes if council water is relied upon come summer. Our water table is constantly monitored and it is surprising how responsive it is to rainfall. Far faster and more efficient than dam collection. Well, firstly, well done. Thanks for letting us know what you're doing. And I wish everybody was making that kind of effort to look for alternatives. Lee, that process that's just been described of softening the water so that it doesn't affect the pipes, what would be involved in that?
You know, different quality of water, different qualities of water have different effects on pipework and reticulation. And it's imperative that one doesn't do damage to your existing reticulation because you're using borehole water, etc. So this process is obviously conducted with various softeners and UV lights and so on and so forth to give you a better quality water. And it's the responsible thing to do, certainly when going forward and anticipating the fact that you might be doing this for a very long time.
Okay, thanks for that. Anonymous on the WhatsApp has two hot taps that water just drips out of. The rest of the hot taps and the shower flow are all perfect. It's just these two taps. Any advice?
More than likely, you know, you've got little aerator filters on the taps themselves, and these can be just screwed off from the end of the spout, and you might have some small build-up in there. And yes, that's a very nice, easy DIY job.
Okay. The other thing to check if you are collecting your shower water, and maybe you might be doing as I'm doing, if there's any overrun, I'm throwing it into the bathtub to keep it for later. The other day I walked in, Lee, and the bath was empty. And I'm like, well, I knew I'd left a half bath full of recycled shower water, etc. Where'd it gone? It was just one little rubber seal on the plug that needed to be replaced. My husband's an engineer, so it was a fairly easy job for him to do. But is that something that typically can be done DIY, or does it need a more qualified pair of hands?
No, it's a DIY. I mean, you can just pretty much go to your nearest supplier and describe exactly what kind of bath plug outlet you have. And they'll give you one of five options. They're as cheap as chips, and take them home and
install.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for that. My guest, if you've just joined us, is Lee Goldie of Drips Plumbing. They're www.dripsplumbing.co.za. Happy to take any calls and questions on plumbing issues. 021-446-0567 is the number to dial. Another WhatsApp from Talana. Please ask Lee why our new retail's tiles grouting has uneven shade of grey. Some areas are light and some darker. More the tiler's question than the plumber's question, but any thoughts? Okay.
I'm a good plumber, but when it comes to tiling, I think, you know, in my opinion, the grouting usually would go that color if it's not sealed, and that's why it's essential when grouting is to make sure that you have some kind of sealant or additive put into that grouting in order to avoid this sort of thing.
Okay, because of course you want to have, if you've had your bathroom properly plumbed by someone like Lee, you're not going to have issues with water leaking onto your tiles. But it does happen, and it's important that they be sealed as a result. Talana, thanks for your question. 021-446-0567 is the number to dial. You can also do what Bryn has done and send me an email to pippah@capetalk.co.za. Bryn is wanting to change the temperature on the geyser thermostat and wants to know, is it something I need to call a professional to do, or can it be done by me?
Well, it depends on access, and access is key to adjusting any thermostat. And of course, if you do have an easy access, it's a couple of screws, and there will be a dial. Mm-hmm. And it's important that one takes much care with electricity, as it's a very dangerous, obviously a very dangerous current to mess with.
To mess with, yeah. Okay, thanks for that. We'll be right back. Keep those calls coming to 021-446-0567.
Pippa Hudson on Cape Talk. Call Pippa on 021-446-0567.
That's the number to dial if you have a plumbing question. My guest in studio today, Lee Goldie of Drips Plumbing. And Brian is on the line from Monte Vista with a question about shower heads. Brian, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Pippa. Good afternoon, Lee. Lee, I've heard about these, read about the water-saving shower heads. Now, we have one of the old upright copper gravity-fed hot water cylinders. Well, will the shower heads work with that, or does one need the new hot water cylinder with the pressure fed?
I'm afraid it is pressure related, and the water saving showers are most effective, of course, when they have pressure behind them. With the gravity system, I think you're doing pretty well because the pressure's low in anyway, so you've got your water saving there as it is. Maybe just to reduce the head size, and still keep with the free flow, but just reduce the head size, because usually those old systems and that old plumbing used to have enormous shower heads that would let as much water through as possible.
Our shower head actually is pretty small. It's about, about maybe 3 centimeters in diameter, I would think, 3 or 4 centimeters in diameter.
May I recommend a shower hose, which has always used, always worked very well in the low-pressure systems, and that's the Cobra Prestex shower hose. The Cobra Prestex.
Prestex. All right, fine. Brian, thank you so much. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Brian, for your call. Have a wonderful afternoon. John on the WhatsApp would like to know what maximum pressure this new MLP pipe can take. You'll have to explain, first of all, what the new MLP pipe is, and then please tell us what maximum pressure it can take.
Multi-layer pipe. Okay. Multi-layer pipes consists of PEX, cross-linked polyethylene, and then it's got a sheath of aluminium in, and then another sheath on the inside of PEX. This multi-layer pipe is very effective, it's very durable, and as far as pressure goes, it can withstand enormous amounts of pressure. I can't quote what the exact pressure rating is, but you can take it that any municipality mains is going to be able to be contained in that pipework.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks for the question. We have another anonymous on the WhatsApp. Could your guest please comment on geyser pressure and the overflow valve? How much should you lose?
The loss is according to ambient temperature through to the required heat that you are going, that the thermostat has been set to. So we've calculated some on most systems, or generalizing on most systems, in that we're going to lose 1/23 of its capacity over a heating cycle. That's what we call expanded water, but it's great to harvest it. And just keep a bucket under the overflow and
catch it and use it for something else. Yeah,
that's right.
Okay, good advice. Thank you. Back to the lines. Liz is calling in from Claremont. Liz, good afternoon.
Hi, I'm just looking after a house at the moment, and every single hot tap just trickles out. The cold taps are fine, but the hot water hardly comes out at all. It just sort of dribbles out. Is this a major problem?
I don't think it's a major problem. To me, it's related to one, that you have got an inefficient hot water system, and you've had new taps installed which aren't compatible with that system. Or on the other hand, it could be a new system but with a valve that's clogged.
No, it's an old system. Oh, so it could be a clogged valve.
It could be. It could be.
Okay.
But if you're unsure, it's always wise to get to know a plumber, and preferably
super.
One that is with the Institute of Plumbing in South Africa.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Liz. Thanks for doing the right thing and checking as well. It's terrible to be sitting as a house sitter and have something go horribly wrong and not realize it. Thank you, Liz. Here's an SMS from Alexander saying, my Sam Newman gravity cylinder is still working well after 64 years. That's a pretty good innings for any kind of household item, isn't it, Lee?
Absolutely amazing. And yes, things were certainly built to last.
Would that they still were.
And yes, keep on enjoying that. And if your system provides you with enough hot water and you're happy with it, long live that cylinder.
Indeed. I hope it's another 64 to go. Rashid on the WhatsApp line asking, is there a way of heating the water in my shower better? Because it takes around 10 litres before the hot water even comes out.
That's all about location. of the actual hot water system. And the closer you can get your hot water system to where the terminal point is or where you're going to be using it, the better. The real waste comes in what we call dead legs, and that is waiting for the water to get to where you need it and to be of the temperature that you need it at.
Okay. Not something you can fix, though, if your shower's in one end of the house, the geezer's in the other end.
I'm afraid that's hard yards.
Okay. What's up? This is not so much a plumbing issue as a general one, but hopefully someone listening might have some advice. And the question or comment is this, that the manhole or drain cover on my property has been stolen and the hardware stores don't seem to keep stock of them. It really is a hazard, as somebody could accidentally fall into the hole. Lee, any idea where you could go for a replacement?
Well, no, that's tricky. People won't keep them anymore because, of course, it's just old cast iron. Its scrap value is minimal. And the only thing to really do is to buy a new cover and frame. The frame is key, and that'll hold the cover into place.
And where would you buy those? If you're struggling to find the cover in a hardware store, is there a specialist store you should go to?
He's probably looking for the same size as what was installed before. All these stores now carry the universal sizes, which are already available.
Okay, so replace the entire thing, including the frame, might be the answer. Thank you for the question. We can squeeze in a couple more calls on 021-446-0567. In the meantime, Karen on the WhatsApp saying the stopcock handle on pipe to toilet system just turns and doesn't close off the water. What can be done?
You'd need a head part change, and the head part is, in fact, where the handle is attached to, and that separates from the body. These are usually accessible, and it would just mean turning off the main supply to the house, taking off the head part, and taking it to a nearest supplier so they can match it up.
Okay, thanks, and good luck. I hope you come right there, Karen. Colin is on the line from Claremont with a question. Good afternoon.
Hi, I learned of a device that thermally detects the temperature of water, and you can have a tank installed in your roof, and then when you turn on your shower or your hot tap, it diverts all the cold water to the tank until it thermally detects that the temperature has changed, and then it'll divert it down to your shower or to your tap in the basin or whatever. Do you know the name of that device?
No, I'm not sure of the name or the brand. But all suppliers are aware of that product. We refer to it as a blending valve. So phone any of the suppliers and ask them for a blending valve. Those blending valves are used mostly in solar systems and in heat pump systems.
But you could use it to save water, you know, and then once you've got it diverted to the tank, you could use that tank then to flush loos and other things.
Yeah, you could do. I think there are limits to what the valve can do. But just check with your supplier.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thanks for the call, Colin. Okay. Gosh, lots of questions there. Well, here, let's go back to the MLP, the multi-layer piper. Somebody asking, can that piping be used in walls instead of copper pipe?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, easily asked, easily answered. Thank you. Eugene is building an off-the-grid home using a plastic tank instead of a geyser, 2.5 meter high ceiling. Would that be enough gravity for a shower?
Yes, I'm sure it would, as long as, of course, your reticulation or your pipework is sized correctly and your taps are sized correctly and, of course, the terminal points, that being, of course, your spouts and your shower hoses are the size that will deliver best to you.
Okay, good luck, Eugene. Anonymous asking how often one should have one's geyser serviced. Is it something that you should do as a regular matter?
Oh, yes, I think so. And, you know, we often advise our clients that a good three-year checkup is good. Any more than that, and it really becomes a problem for maintenance guys. I know my guys go out to site, and there might be one small problem, and it turns into 6 or 7 components of that particular hot water cylinder because it just hasn't been serviced and hasn't been taken care of.
Okay, thanks. So every 3 years is the answer. Thank you. Anonymous, firstly, didn't catch your name. It's Lee Goldie of Drips Plumbing. It's www.drips, as in the thing you don't want your tap doing, dripsplumbing.co.za. The question, though, is can you ask the cost of the valve required by City of Cape Town to legally shut off water when back feeding your house with rainwater from a JoJo tank? Can you picture what's being described there?
No, I'm actually not a specialist on water harvesting, but I know there's a lot of talk around this sort of thing. And
Maybe somebody listening has been there, done that, bought it already, and can tell us. If you are that person, please just send me an SMS, an anonymous. I'll share the information if we receive it. Thank you. Marjorie on the WhatsApp has a double tap faucet in the kitchen, and it's leaking from the nut bolt in the middle. Is it easy to fix oneself? Is it something just like a new washer needed, or is it more than that?
No, it's pretty simple. There's two O-rings that prevent water from escaping from that joint. And as long as you can get the large nut off, you pretty much have access to those O-rings.
Okay. Carol, thanks so much for your message. And Carol's been through what our previous questioner has with the theft of a manhole cover. Carol says, our manhole cover was stolen. We cut a new one from wood and no one has bothered with it for about 8 years. It works perfectly. So there's at least an interim suggestion for you until you find a replacement. Thanks, Carol, for sharing the feedback. Kyle on the WhatsApp asking or saying, to reduce waste in the shower when waiting for the water to heat, can one install the instant heating devices on the shower head that are so widely available in the UK and South America?
Yeah, you can do that. Obviously, take good advice in terms of electrics. I don't know if those devices are SABS approved or not, but certainly you can have a preheat or post-heat at the terminal fitting.
Okay. WhatsApp asking, is it safe to use geyser water in the kettle? So I assume they mean the drip-off bits that they've collected in the bucket.
Yes, of course.
It is.
And you have the advantage of the fact that you're boiling the water.
So you're boiling out
any impurities.
Okay. Right. Colin, thank you. Also sending a WhatsApp to the person who lost their manhole cover saying Fluval in Pardon Aland, and that's spelled F-L-U-V-A-L, that they sell hardened plastic manhole covers. I bought mine there. And Colin, like Carol's wood version, that's the kind that nobody's going to want to steal. So good on you, and thanks for the tip for that listener. It's greatly appreciated. Here's another SMS, and it's it's really an extension of the one I asked you earlier. If you're using a bucket to flush your toilet, are you doing any damage to the plumbing? I asked you about the inside of the loo, but what about the plumbing itself? We throw the grey water into the bowl, and it seems like when we do this, the water and contents don't quite flush away properly.
I think that would come down to the fact of how much water you are using. I'm assuming you're filling the cistern up to the level which is required.
It sounds to me like they're just pouring the bucket of water straight into the bowl of the toilet and not into the cistern. That might be the trick.
You know, the design of a toilet is quite specific, and you have a rim and a rim flow and a flush. And that's all very properly built into the design of the toilet suite. And that would be your most effective way of getting that flush, is to have it in the cistern first and then transferring into the bowl.
So it can be tricky for those who've got their, of course, the in-wall cistern that's you know, buried inside the wall. But if you have got one with a cover that you can remove manually, it's worth taking the couple of seconds to do so.
Indeed.
And top it that way. Lee, always great to have you with us. Thanks for covering once again a wide variety of questions, and appreciate your time today.
It's been my pleasure. And please follow us on Facebook.
Facebook, and Drips Plumbing is the name of the business. Look for them on Facebook. Don't forget to visit their website, dripsplumbing.co.za. Thank you, Marco. Adding to the manhole mystery, a mystery no more. You can also get manhole covers from Maverick Trading, made of polymer material.